The Oracle. Is back.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another exciting moment of Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. We've got a lot to do on this platform this morning. Please endeavor to get your friends, your colleagues, your family members intimated. If you know anyone who should understand the workings of the stock market, if you know anyone that needs a guide as far as the Nigerian equities market is concerned, this is the program they should be turning to at this point in time. This is the radio station they should be connected to. As we speak, you don't get it better anywhere. We've got a lot to do on the program this morning. I will first be looking at the pattern of the Nigerian market as it is. I will also do a little bit of exposition on what factors that could lead you to invest in the market for the short term, as I also give you some equities you can actually look at this point in time. Now, I need to also say this, you can join our regular stock market discussion. Discussions on the stock market go on for almost 24 hours on our Telegram platform. So for you to get that done, you will have to download Telegram app on your phone. Then you call these two numbers that you intend to join the stock market discussion group: 08032244723 08031316185 69 08031316185 69. Meanwhile, a copy of this audio shall be made available on our website www.stocksng.com, so that if I'm too fast or you cannot get to hear all, you can much later today log on to our website www.stocksng.com. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. When I return, it shall be explosive.
The Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. The Nigerian stock market closed yesterday with a candlestick that could be described as a shooting star. This often occurs to show a reversal in a minor uptrend. Looking at the market further, comparing stocks with sharp growth possibilities with those with possibilities of decline, one can conclude that the market is mixed. In other words, inasmuch as bargain hunters remain active, some stocks will find room to remain upbeat. Specifically, for yesterday, all share index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was up 0.14%. Market capitalization was also up 0.14%, but deals, which encompasses the number of effective demands for stocks in a particular day, for yesterday, was down 7.51%. Volume, which incorporates the total volume, that is the units of stocks that exchange hands from sellers to buyers, yesterday declined by 32.21%. And value, which talks about the total amount invested in different stocks, yesterday was also down 53.33%. Please note that when the stock exchange releases this report, they only go to compare a particular day, that is the present day, against the previous day. So all these that were released yesterday compared only with the performance of stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange on Tuesday, right? So looking at these figures critically, the market could be said, at least for that yesterday, to be looking for direction. And not that the market is bullish per se. Index movement is just a function of number of gainers and the weight that these gainers have on the index. For yesterday, there were 24 gainers against 10 losers, whereas there are well over 160 other stocks that closed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday, stagnant in price. In a bull market, please note, there would always be more stocks on the gainer's chart than stocks on the loser's chart, and those that are stagnant in price combined. You must know that. So this market cannot be said to be bullish per se, because the number of equities that are experiencing growth in price are far lower than those that are currently stagnant. Listen, I'll tell you more. In a bull market, high cap stocks keep flying despite their high price, and in the process we drag along low cap stocks. What we see currently in the Nigerian market is a situation where high cap stocks are still largely mild in price growth, while few low cap stocks are on the uptrend. For yesterday, low cap stocks led the market. This includes Champs. The stock has put forth 5 days of straight gains. This week alone, it has returned 22.2% in addition to the 12.5% it returned last week. The stock, I mean Champs, is still looking upbeat with further possible price growth. Despite this performance, however, at the current price of just 33 kobo, those who invested in the company's private placement over a period of 10 years can only hope for more good days ahead. Learn Africa was second highest percentage gainer yesterday on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange for 2 straight days. It has seen green, but it is not a consistent stock in price performance. The price can just suddenly go to bed for days and even weeks. Corn oil just woke up to gain for 2 straight days. Will it beat previous records of going to bed after just 2 days of gains? MFI indicator is saying yes, that the stock might go back to bed and remain stagnant again in price. Williams percentage indicator is also saying yes, that corn oil might go back to bed and remain stagnant in price for some days to come. But Stochastic and MACD are still looking somewhat up. We will need a few more days to confirm if the stock should be entered into, particularly for those who desire short-term profit. Stocks that one can readily vouch for short-term, medium, or long-term hold at this point in time include Access Bank PLC. It has recorded again 2 straight days of consistent gain in price after it broke 9 straight days of consistent gains. More funds keep entering FBNH to curtail the move of bargain hunters who are out to depress the price. Current management of FBNH keeps promising the market of better days ahead. Hold on to your FBNH, whatever the price is doing. Women Bank PSC has not touched its current price level now since May of this year. The next 1 or 2 days might be a little turbulent with possible price decline, but in the medium term, the stock is looking good, even at current price of 74 kobo. Except for a slowdown in the funds entering the stock, indicators are looking up for Nigerian Breweries PLC. NEM has been quiet. A price growth for yesterday does not suggest anything per se. The stock needs more days of activities to confirm if it has woken up from slumber. As a company, NEM remains a solid insurance firm. African Prudential PLC is not looking bad. Of course, indicators are stating the fact that the company's stock price is operating at overbought region. But then, after 1 or 2 days of decline, or sometimes 1 or more days of stagnated price, the stock has always bounced back to move at least a little bit up. It is not a bad one to hold at this point. Other bank stocks, which include Fidelity, Zenith, FCMB, and Guarantee, will continue to experience a measure of profit taking even while attempting to remain upbeat. You can get the rest, like I said before, of this on www.stocksng.com. stocksng.com. That's our website. On the website are also other information, stories, and analysis on the stock market that will guide your investment decision. I will be right back. When I return, I shall be doing a little exposition on what to look out for when you want to do short-term investment. Don't change this radio channel.
Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. If you must do short-term investment well, what are you to look for? Number one, source of liquidity. If the source of the liquidity, that is the funds that might be pushing the market, is local, that sounds better to me. But if the source is foreign, you must keep your gaze on the exit. Otherwise, those foreigners know how to dump stocks and they can dump on you and flee. If the source of liquidity in the market is government policy based, you must also keep your gaze on government policy to retain whatever gains you may have made. Number two, the schedule of the liquidity. This is S that you need to consider, the schedule of the liquidity. By that, I mean the tenor. Are the funds in the market for the short term or medium? If the structure of the funds that is making the price of stocks to go up is there for the long term, this will afford you better short-term opportunities than at any point in time. Lastly, we need to consider the strength of the liquidity. Now, 3 S I've mentioned: the source, the schedule, and then the strength of the liquidity. So to do short-term well, the kind of liquidity must be solid, it must be consistent, it must also be sure, such that can accommodate whatever the activities of bargain hunters might be. I believe today we have discussed a lot, but tomorrow is the day we have created to respond to your questions. Please, any question at all as far as the financial market or the stock market is concerned could be sent to these two numbers, and then you listen tomorrow morning for the responses. 0803-224-7233 0803-224-7233 and 0813161-8569 0813161-8569. Please, when you are sending the question, endeavor to write your name and probably where the question is being sent from. Until tomorrow morning, when I shall be returning to you on this platform, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation, Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.